Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden is rolling out new investments in tribal nations around the country. NPR's Deepa Shivram reports the president's remarks came at the first in-person tribal nation summit in 6 years.
President Biden says he'll take executive action to implement uniform standards for how federal agencies consult with tribes and will require annual training for federal employees who work with tribal nations.
Consultation has to be a two-way, nation-to-nation exchange of information.
Biden also announced a $135 million investment to help 11 tribal communities move people to safer ground due to disasters from climate change, as well as a 10-year plan to revitalize native languages. The summit, which lasts for 2 days, hasn't happened in person in 6 years. Last year's event was virtual, and the Trump administration did not host any. Deepa Shivram, NPR News, the White House.
A Pennsylvania county has certified its election results 2 days after the deadline. As Sarah Cinto from member station WVIA reports, Luzerne County's midterm election remains under scrutiny, and the Board of Elections faced calls to redo the election entirely.
After more than an hour of public comment where many residents told the board not to certify the results, the board voted 3-2 in favor of certification. Board member Daniel Schramm, who had abstained from a Monday vote to certify, said he had changed his mind.
Because I could find no reason why it should not be certified as having done. There was no close calls on the race.
On Election Day, polling places across the county ran out of paper used to print ballots. The county district attorney is investigating that paper shortage. The Pennsylvania Department of State says it's, quote, monitoring the situation, but that there's no indication Luzerne County would face penalties for missing the November 28th deadline. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Cinto in Wilkes-Barre.
Inflation in Europe has eased this month as fuel and utilities drifted down from painful highs. NPR's Rob Smits reports from Berlin.
Inflation in the 19 countries that use the euro decreased to 10% this month, but it's still near the record levels that have reduced consumers' spending power and led economists to predict a recession. The European Union Statistics Agency says the consumer price index was down from 10.6% in October, the first decrease since June of 2021. The number reflected prices for food, alcohol, and tobacco rising faster at a pace of 13.6% annually. Eurozone energy prices, on the other hand, slipped from nearly a 42% rate of increase in October to about 35% in November. Rob Schmitz, NPR News.
The U.S. economy grew at a stronger-than-expected rate during the third quarter. The government saying GDP expanded at a 2.9% annual rate from July through September. Stocks closed higher today on Wall Street. The Dow is up 737 points. This is NPR. Brazil's National Space Institute says deforestation in the Amazon dropped slightly last year. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the dip was in contrast to prior years that saw some of the highest levels of rainforest loss in a decade.
The data provided by Brazil's National Institute for Space Research are closely watched, and the numbers released showed a bit of deforestation relief. However, the loss captured by the Institute's monitoring system measured about the size of the country of Qatar, more than 4,500 square miles from August of 2021 to July of 2022. That's a lot of forest loss, but down 11% compared to the previous year. Deforestation in Brazil's portion of the Amazon, the largest, has risen under far-right President Jair Bolsonaro. Enforcement budgets combating illegal mining, fishing, and farming were gutted. Bolsonaro recently lost a re-election bid. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
Hawaii's largest volcano continues to erupt for the first time since 1984, drawing observers, some of whom jammed a highway that soon could be covered with lava. The volcano awoke from its 38-year slumber over the weekend with ash and debris drifting from the skies. Thousands of vehicles jammed the road near Volcanoes National Park. So far, officials say the volcano poses no major threat, but they are monitoring it carefully. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today. That was on signs of tightening supply and optimism over an economic recovery in China. Oil was up $2.35 a barrel to end the session at $80.55 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.